With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Well, Russia's bombardment of Ukraine's capital continues. The BBC says a number of people have been killed, including a number of children. Here at home, economist Stephen Moore says the amount of fraud in government-run programs like Obamacare is inexcusable.
2 weeks after the government's own auditors, not the Heritage Foundation, not American, the government's own auditors said almost $100 billion has been stolen from these programs through fraud, the Democrats, every single Democrat said, stay the course.
And he says the amount of fraud is just unbelievable.
The fraud rates of these programs can be 10, 15, 20%. I called up some of the banks and some of the insurance companies and said, what's your fraud rate? In the private sector, the fraud rate is about 2 or 3%. If they had 5% fraud, they'd be out of business. And we have 10 and 15% fraud in the federal agencies.
California dropping a lawsuit against the Trump team, that over a federal government withdrawing of some $4 billion for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. The administration has said the authority running the project doesn't have a viable plan to complete it, but the authority says the federal government showed it is not a trustworthy partner to get the bullet train done in the first place. California Group is seeking private investors to support the cost of an estimated $100 billion. More than 1,000 flights canceled and or delayed across the Northeast and parts of the Great Lakes. A huge winter storm disrupting one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. As of early Saturday morning, New York City had received around 4 inches of snow. This is SRN News. One of the big stories of 2025 was a spiritual stirring among America's young people.
It's too early to call it a revival, but something appears to be going on. According to polls from the Barna Group and other research organizations, millennials and Generation Z are taking up the Bible. 50% of millennials are now reading the scriptures at least once a week, up 16 points from 1 year ago. And amongst Generation Z, the youngest adults, 49% say they open the Bible at least one time a week, up a whopping 19%. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's largest kosher certifying organization, they're starting to take a close look at beer. Now, due to proliferation of flavorings brought on by craft brewing and other changes, the rabbis who declared different food products to be in line with Jewish dietary laws say check the label before drinking a beer. This is SRN News. Correspondent Keith Peters says they're having quite a problem in parts of the South with wild boars.
In Mississippi, wild hogs create about $70 million in damage every year between eating crops and damaging property. Farmers, researchers, the state and federal government are trying to fight the infestation, but it's a never-ending battle. Farmer John Parker Campbell and his father use traps and have electric fencing around their property. The fencing is effective, but it's an expensive initial investment and costs thousands of dollars each year to maintain. Over the past four decades, the wild hog population has spread from 17 states to 35. Keith Peters, Washington.
Police say two people have been killed and several more hurt in Israel. A car ramming incident and stabbing attack by a Palestinian man. Police say the man first crashed his vehicle and then jumped out and began assaulting people. More details at srnnews.com.